I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. There was a new wave of violence in Syria today. Dozens of people were killed. Syrian government officials say that includes at least 26 people killed by a suicide bombing in Damascus. The explosion reportedly targeted a police bus. We reached the BBC's Lena Sinjab in Damascus, where there is disagreement about who's responsible for today's bombing and for previous attacks as well.
The government blames them on terrorist groups who are destabilizing the country. However, the opposition have a different view on this situation and believe the timing of these bombs are to show the Arab League observers who are in town that the country is under attack by terrorists and by Al-Qaeda.
So what is the evidence if the government says that this was the opposition? It says that this was a suicide bomber. What is the evidence that that indeed was the case?
Well, there is no evidence. It's just an accusation that the government is pointing the fingers towards the terrorists. Of course, since day one of this uprising, there has been many accusations the government has played against several groups, starting from the Salafis to the Al-Qaeda to terrorist groups, foreign elements, sometimes people who are traitors who are working with the Israelis. But although they have arrested many people and claimed that they have testimony of being terrorist groups, we haven't seen any of their trials to show the evidence of these attacks.
When these things happen, explosions like these, and they seem to represent an escalation of the bloodshed there, who investigates them?
Immediately, the whole area is sealed off by the security and the official forces, and only limited access is given to the media people. We know for sure that the Arab League observers were on site today. They have been filming. All what we managed to have access to is the footage that the Syrian television and the pro-government televisions have been broadcasting from the site. And of course, soon after the attack and as the cameras were there, pro-Assad protests started, people chanting either Assad or nobody. So this is immediately appears on the stage to show the audience, to show the Arab League observers who are arriving, that people are in full solidarity with the president.
Does that mean that President Assad does not necessarily have control over the area? If it's true that this was a suicide bomber, which is what the government itself is saying, is the government incapable of preventing things like that?
Well, that's what the government are trying to portray. But at the same time, if one visits the city and see the number of security personnel that are surrounding areas where protests take place, it's hard to believe that they lose control. It's hard to believe that anything would happen without their own knowledge.
The BBC's Lena Sinjab in Damascus, the capital of Syria. Thank you very much, Lena.
Thank you.